Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. A new way, maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and it is Telly Tuesday. Our show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals, workshops, education, training, and we specialize in shaping the minds of our youth out here. This evening, we're into the chakra series, chakra number 5, and that's going to be with Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She's going to come on and talk to us about that throat chakra. You know, as Martin Luther King said, when we stop speaking, all things end. Continue to speak on things that matter. And we are celebrating Black history then, now, and forever. Black history is what it's all about. Before we get going, I'd like to ask that we all send prayers to Turkey from the earthquakes over there, you know, and I'm listening to the State of the Union message today. Very interesting. They talked about several things. Talked about gun control, talked about the gas prices. You know, I just want to say that we must be aware, stay strong, and practice kindness no matter what they're trying to do out there. This evening, Tell It Tuesday, Stephanie's going to bring it to you. I want you to get out some pads and pencils and lots of things out there because she's going to educate us on some stuff. You know, that chakra number 5, that's that throat chakra. And that throat chakra talks about communication, talks about truthfulness, talks about setting boundaries, okay? So be ready for that. But I just want you to listen a little bit of Maya Angelou. I know why a caged bird sings. And welcome in to Tell It Tuesday.
Random House Audiobooks presents I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. Read for you by the author.
When I was 3 and Bailey 4, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr., from Long Beach, California, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and Father had shipped us home to his mother. A porter had been charged with our welfare. He got off the train the next day in Arizona, and our tickets were pinned to my brother's inside coat pocket. I don't remember much of the trip, but after we reached the segregated southern part of the journey, things must have looked up. Negro passengers, who always traveled with loaded lunch boxes, felt sorry for the poor little motherless darlings and plied us with cold fried chicken and potato salad. Years later, I discovered that the United States had been crossed thousands of times by frightened black children traveling alone to their newly affluent parents in northern cities or back to grandmothers in southern towns when the urban North reneged on its economic promises. The town reacted to us as if...
That was a little bit of Maya Angelou. I know why the cage birds sing. And we have here with us this evening Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. Stephanie, she is the author of The Healing of the Wound. She's in the community. She does great things. I know you have about 5 pads sitting out and several pencils because she's going to bring you some information. Stephanie Haynes, how are you doing this evening on Pele Tuesday? How you doing?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Miss Linda?
Well, I'm happy that you're here. I'm going through it, staying balanced, you know, just getting this information, gathering as much as I can gather so we can get on here and care and share and give a little bit of information out there. And we are celebrating Black History, which is then, now, and forever, okay? I wanted to play a little bit of Maya Angelou, you know, just why the cage bird sings out there because, you know, we're celebrating the greatest out here. Our ancestors left some strong shoulders, and we have to stand on them. Don't forget about anything that we heard, that we were taught, and shared with others. And that's where I am this evening. And we're talking about that number 5 chakra. Is that correct, that throat chakra? All right. I'm talking about communication, trust, setting boundaries, and speaking up and having that honesty. Everything comes from the throat. And as I stated earlier before you came on, Martin Luther King said, when we stop speaking all things in, continue to speak on things that matter. And we need that chakra totally in balance, don't we? So I'm going to be quiet over here and let you just take us on through it.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about the throat chakra. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. Now, we're talking about the 5th chakra, which is our throat chakra. It is the first of what is known as the upper chakra, comprising the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which are considered to be the spiritual and a metaphysical energy center. The throat chakra serves as the entry to the highest spiritual realm. The ancient mystics often referred to this chakra, when healthy, as the mouth of God. The notion being we can both hear and speak divine wisdom and give voice to our soul. That is now suggested. It is found in the throat, but is associated with the mouth, the tongue, the neck, the ears, and the thyroid, and the parathyroid gland. Now, the Sanskrit name for the throat chakra is Vishuddha, which means, loosely translated, to purity. Sahada means pure, by placed before the Saha intensify the word, which is the root. So it literally means especially pure. Now, the throat chakra is the energy center for speech and communication and is directly linked to our integrity and morals. As this energy point also governs the ear, it allows us to hear the inner voice of our intuition. When this energy center is open and balanced, we also have the capacity for the creative expression. The throat chakra, when it's in balance, can result in a plethora of physical emotions and spiritual issues, depending on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in case of an overactive throat chakra, you may find yourself being overly critical or judgmental of others and may express this by gossiping. You may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. You may even shout. Your mode of communication may be demeaning, leading to you talk over people and dominate conversation. At the same time, the nonstop chatter and loudness prevent you from hearing your inner voice. And so you live out of sync with your truth. To compensate, you may find yourself overanalyzing and actualizing everything to avoid the vulnerability of facing your emotions and understanding. You are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stumble over your words or even shudder. You swallow your words more often than not at the cost of being authentic and compromising your integrity. This may manifest in introversion, shyness, security, and speaking too softly or timidly. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block, suppressing your ideas and insights. Signs of imbalance of the throat chakra can be felt physically and emotionally and can include the following symptoms: speech impediment, including stuttering, or you may have a lisp, short throat or laryngitis, jaw or mouth pain, throat infection, sores in the mouth, hearing issues, ear infection, neck pain, thyroid disorder, or hormone imbalance. Now, when the throat chakra opens, especially rules over our voice, when it opens, you are likely to find words effortlessly flowing air out, and you won't be able to help saying what you think. You may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your creative rush and a need to communicate and express yourself through any form of your voice, singing, speaking, writing, and so on, or suffice signs that your throat chakra is opening. Now, as you go through the process of balancing this chakra, you may find you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues. When temporarily make it hard for you, this chakra also rules our inner voice as well as our ear. Be prepared to hear your conscience more loudly. Having a journal nearby can be useful during the process of opening and aligning your throat chakra. Now, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas, as with the opening of any of the chakras, it is normal to experience some emotional turbulence. Now, in case of an underactive throat chakra, as you start to speak your truth and express your real feelings, you may experience the release of suppressed emotions. Now, during my own process of aligning the chakra, I find myself screaming, roaring, and shouting out all the things I had stifled for so many years, and then crying so hard I thought I would run out of tears. Now, I didn't run out of tears, but I did stop crying. While this was temporarily emotionally draining, it was also totally catastrophic. And within days, I not only felt better, but was hearing my intuition much more clearly. And I had many creative insights. It led to the birth of many projects, and I couldn't stop journaling. Now, the pain had a purpose. As you balance an overactive throat chakra, you may find guilt and shame at prior interactions and may experience emotional pain. Process your feelings. As always, any healing crisis is temporary and is a necessary part of resettling your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, the goddess archetype, the communicator, is the highest octave of the throat chakra. Clear and concise. She is as good a listener as she is a talker. Speaking with her truth comes naturally, and her voice resonates with others as sincere. She knows when to remain silent and when to speak up. Creative and expressive, and is an uplift role model to others, helping them connect to their own divine truth. She lives with integrity and is both open-minded and discerning. And she is informed and is an informer. Now, the communicator displayed emotions as opposed to suppressing them. Knowing that there is a way to process emotions through healthy expressions. Now, across history and in mythology, art and literature, The communicator archetype has usually been attributed to a male figure. Hermes in Greek mythology, Mercury in Rome mythology. As with each of the archetypes, the communicator can be male or female. So for our purpose, think of a role model, whether from the past or the present, a real person or a fiction character who embodies the traits described, what I talked about before, communicator. We can learn to speak our truth, express ourselves, speak up when needed, stay silent when appropriate, and use our voice as a force for good. You have any questions, Miss Linda?
No, I'm just over here writing. I'm just listening to history and the mythology of that, you know, to speak the truth and use your voice for good. I really like that. I put two bullet points by that and highlighted it. No questions. I am just over here listening.
All right. So now, listeners, we're going to go into the stones for the throat. Now, you would notice that many of the stones connected to the throat chakra are blue and similarly to the governing color of the throat chakra, making them potent for activation and balancing this energy center. Now, aquamarine, this is a sea blue stone, has extremely calming energy and facilitates the kind of soothing energy we receive when we spend time and are near the ocean. The aquamarine is one of the most powerful stones for opening the throat chakra and bringing it into alignment. Now, I like to meditate lying down with a small polished aquamarine stone gently placed by my throat to help me to speak with clarity and confidence. Toy quartz is another stone. It is noted for its protective quality. Toy quartz is a healing stone that promotes spiritual connection and in many ways paves the path for the soul to express itself once more. Now, when going through the process of opening and aligning the throat chakra, it is very helpful to wear a piece of jewelry with turquoise, ideally a necklace, as this will be near the throat. Blue lace agate. Now, this beautiful stone is another powerful healer and balancer of the throat chakra. It alleviates some of the physical symptoms associated with a stagnant fifth chakra due to stifling. Blue lace agate also facilitates the expressions of spiritual and personal truth. Now, I like to have a piece of the raw blue lace agate on my desk in my sacred space when I journal, as it helped me to connect to my inner truth and express it fully in words. Now, lapis is favored in the ancient Egypt as a royal stone containing the soul of the gods. Lapis emphasized the power of the spoken word and bring harmony between our mind, our emotion, our body, and spirit. It is an exceptionally high vibrational stone, which stimulates our higher mind and promotes creativity. A medium-sized polished lapis globe is a wonderful meditation aid that you can hold or place nearby. Then we're going to go into the throat chakra, essential oils. All of the recommended throat chakra essential oils have a very potent scent and decongestant qualities, both of which clear the physical part of the body ruled by the chakra, helping this energy center to operate fully. Eucalyptus. And eucalyptus is refreshing. It's also stimulating the mind. Eucalyptus oil has a bright, clean, and uplifting scent. It supports a clear airway, and energetically, it promotes a clear mind and communication. During the process of aligning and opening the throat chakra, you can use eucalyptus directly, sniff, or infuse to alleviate physical symptoms of imbalance, such as a stuffy nose or a sore throat. Clove. Now, clove is a native to the Southeast Asian, and true to its roots, clove oil has a rather strong and spicy aroma. It has the antimicrobial and the pain-relieving quality, and is often used to treat respiratory conditions. Clove oil is useful for opening the throat chakra and dealing with the physical imbalance symptoms. Gargling with a few drops of clove oil in warm water a couple of times a day is a good ritual for the fifth chakra. Tea tree, also known as a Malax Eustis oil, tea tree has a distinctive medical aroma. And this cleaning oil is used for all kinds of medical purposes, such as treating colds, wounds, infections, sore throat, and skin conditions. This is a wonderful oil to use in a simple DIY spray to cleanse your sacred space and yourself when you are working on and opening the throat chakra. Peppermint. Peppermint oil has a fresh, minty, and uplifting aroma and contain menthol, which induce a cooling sensation. Now, I like to add a few drops of peppermint oil to a steam inhalation to help clear my head and sinuses whenever I need an energetic shift before a creative brainstorming session or important interaction. And I have a diffuser in my office at work, and I put my peppermint in my diffuser, and I tell you, that's a great sense to smell while you doing case notes, you know, because I have my little jazz going on at the same time. And I tell you, that's the best place to be, and just to writing and smelling that peppermint. It just opens you up and bring creativity and allow you to really express yourself. Now, how to blend this throat chakra blend. And there are, I hope you have your pens and paper out. All right, so you're going to need 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or any other carrier oil that you like. You're going to need 2 drops of eucalyptus, 2 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of clove, and 1 drop of tea tree oil. And then you're going to need a 2 ounce in a dropper. So this make about 1.5 ounce. The first thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the coconut oil into a dark glass bottle. You're going to use a dropper, add each of the essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it lightly. And you can massage the oil into your neck, the throat. You can inhale it directly as needed. Now, just remember, it's only for external use only. Are there any questions, Linda?
No, as you're getting into the oils, but we drop these oils in with a dropper, right? Because you said 2 tablespoons of oil, the 2 drops of eucalyptus, 2 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of clove, and 1 drop of tea tree. So you use that with a dropper, right? Okay.
Great. So now we're going to move on to the throat chakra visualization. Now, for those who've been with us for the last 4 weeks, you might already have your sacred place already clean and clear. You also may have your airy smudge, you know, with your sage. But if not, for the new, this is the opportunity to, you know, claim your sacred space in your home or outdoors, wherever you want to. But you could also use Palo Santo. It's another thing that you can burn and to also to clear the energy inside your home or around your sacred place. Right, and then you're going to diffuse some of the eucalyptus oil. Then you're going to take a few drops of your clear communication blend that we put together earlier, or your peppermint oil, and just gently massage it into your neck and your throat. And then gather some of your throat chakra stones so they can energetically assist you. Now, I want you to lay down. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And just sigh for a moment. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. And you can repeat this as many times as needed. Continue to inhale and exhale out deeply. Now gently cup your hands around your neck. Visualizing your breath entering in and out of your hands. Keeping your eyes closed out loud. I know I am clear and authentic communications and the power of my voice. I know the value of clear and authentic communication and the power of my words. With this in mind, I honor the energetic inner center of my voice and creative expression and see it clearly now. Visualize a blue inverted pyramid at your throat, under your hand. You can also remove your hand if you are uncomfortable and simply focus on your mind eye or your throat. Look closely at the pyramid, noticing its exact shade of blue, its side, and any other details. Observe it, dimensions, and whether it is spinning or static. Note how this pyramid feels and what insight you receive, any imbalance or blockage your throat chakra may have, and what you may need to do in order to bring it into harmonious balance. Once you feel you have observed the pyramid and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your throat chakra, take a moment, acknowledge, and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. And then gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the activation. Just take some time to verify both yourself and your space once again. Now you can pour a couple drops of your clear communication blend or eucalyptus oil onto your throat chakra stone and have them close by as you would be using them in this activation. Now this activation is best performed lying down or seated in a comfortable position. Just close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled. Focus on breathing slowly and fully, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body so you feel soft and supply. Take one of your polished throat chakra stones, the oil, and gently rub it across your neck, focusing on your attention on the throat area. Now, if comfortable, you can leave the stone there at the base of the neck. Now, begin to visualize your breath as a beautiful blue light entering into your throat and exhale. Your neck. Now bring your eyes to a blue inverted pyramid, which represents your throat chakra. Visualize this at the base of your throat. See your breath and that vivid blue light filling up the blue pyramid, making it silent. Now with each inhalation and exhalation, see the blue pyramid getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire neck. Visualize the blue light flowing from the pyramid into the rest of your body. And feel any blockage or barrier to your truthful expression dissipate. Allow yourself to feel a sense of confidence, your inner voice. Tap into your intuition and receive divine expression. Feel inspired to both speak up and communicate your truth as you see that blue light swirling around your body. With every breath, feel a sense of confidence and peace. Can listen, speak, and create for your highest good and the greater good of all. Allow yourself to make some noise using your voice. Perhaps you can hum, repeat a mantra, sing, or just shout. Visualize the energy flowing from this blue pyramid and your throat chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a turquoise light that permeates your entire physical being. As you sense this energy flooding your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Gently open up your eyes when you are finished. Now we're going to go into the reflection. Now at this time, if you want to take a moment and go get you some fresh mint tea, gather your throat chakra stones and place them nearby. And also your journal so you can write. Now this time we're going to diffuse your eucalyptus and your tea tree oil. So if you started with your eucalyptus, just add a little tea tree oil into your diffuser. Or you can just gently massage a few drops of the clear communication blend that we put together earlier on your throat chakra, around your neck and your throat area. And then you can dab a few onto your temples and your wrist. Now take a few deep inhalations of the blend. Now turn to your journal and let's jot down any reflections you may have on the throat chakra visualization and activation. So whatever came up for you during that time, consider what you have learned about your throat chakra, particularly about the imbalances. Reflect on whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, and reflect on any intuitive insight regardless of the energies of the throat chakra and what you need to do to ensure you are expressing yourself and communicating fully and authentically. So I have some questions for you to guide you through your reflection. Are you open, honest, and clear in all of your communication? Do you know when you speak and when you remain silent, honest with yourself and with others? Do you tune in to your mind, body, and soul to know what your truth is? Can you see the connections between creativity and your unique spirit? How can you be more creative in your life? Do you allow yourself to express yourself creatively in some form? whether it's dancing, singing, painting, drawing, whatever it may be. Now we're going to go into the affirmations. Invoke affirmations should be repeated multiple times a day when you're going through the opening and aligning process. These affirmations are also helpful for an energetic boost before an important conversation, to communicate openly, or for a creative endeavor. These affirmations are best spoken, sealed, or shouted. You should feel your voice as you affirm your divine right to communicate and express yourself openly and authentically. Now, to help with this process, breathe in one of the throat chakras, essential oil, by sniffing it or using a steam inhalation. You can dab some of the clear communication blend or the peppermint oil on your neck. Stand or sit tall. And just drop your shoulders back. Lift your head up high and strengthen your neck. As you repeat each mantra, visualize a bright blue light entering your neck and coming out of your mouth. Allow this light to infuse your neck, infuse you with confidence and clarity as you honor and express your truth. I know it is safe and it is my divine right for me to speak my truth. I embrace my voice and I speak up. I communicate with clarity and confidence. I know the power of both my words and silence. I know when to listen to others when I speak. I am honest about who I am and what I feel. I enjoy expressing myself and finding creative ways to do so. I live in my truth. I speak my truth. I am my truth. All right, Miss Linda. That's it.
Well, you know, I had two check marks here because, you know, I love stones. Now, that lapis, I love lapis, but you're saying lapis and turquoise because turquoise is protection. So can those two stones be worn together?
Yeah,
I love lapis. And of course, you know, I love turquoise. I keep turquoise around my throat all the time. But I had another question mark here. So you're saying that to clear that throat chakra, Stephanie, and have it moving and open, is this a good thing to do if you're doing a speaking engagement, giving a lecture, participating in a class or, you know, a group of people? When would one do this, the night before, the morning of, or what?
If you have issues of speaking, you know, not having that confidence, yes, I would do it, you know, the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do it the night before.
Okay. I'm checking it here because I had someone ask me about that, the fifth chakra earlier this week about communication, and they do a lot of lectures and things of that nature. And I said, that's that communication chakra, you know, that's the truth chakra. I don't think I have a problem with mine being closed. Sometimes I have to watch it because I have no problem with any of this. The oil, the blends, the eucalyptus, the peppermint, the clove, and the tea tree. I noticed that you repeated twice to diffuse the eucalyptus, and then you could add some tea tree in it. Or was it the peppermint, that tree when you were diffusing going into, I guess it would be, I'm trying to go back, for the activation. Yeah, you said the reflection, gather stones and journal, diffuse and add tea tree oil. You add all the tea tree with the peppermint or the eucalyptus?
You can add all three.
Oh, okay. That's good. That is real good.
Yeah, that's the blend. You can add them all together.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I have them listed, the peppermint, the eucalyptus, and the tea tree. And then you can go into the full blend, the communication blend, like when you're massaging around your neck and your throat. And there was one other that you spoke of earlier when persons are cleansing their area, that Palo Santo, that can be used instead of the sage, or can those two things be used together?
I would prefer to use one or the other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I get all of these questions. You know, the listeners love the chakras, and it makes you.
You know, the sage has a very pungent smell.
Yes.
And then the Palo Santo does not.
Okay.
It's not as slow.
Okay, it doesn't go in there. Well, I'm satisfied here. I know how we like to talk about it. We're going into that sixth chakra next week. And what chakra would that be?
That would be the brow.
The brow,
it's the brow
chakra. Okay, that's the third eye. Oh, yeah. Remember, every time we talk about that third eye, I ask you, is there such thing as a fifth eye? You know, because sometimes I feel like I have to go find two more eyes to go with that third eye. But you said no such thing, so I guess I better strengthen that third eye. And keep, I said, is there such thing as a fifth eye or a sixth eye, you know, talking with people. But I appreciate this education. I like to go back through. And when we're getting the affirmations, a lot of people, and I'll make the suggestion, go back and listen, because, you know, these shows archive, and write those affirmations down so you can get them clearly to have. I keep a book, a catalog of each, and I myself going back, writing them down to have them so they're with me. I have one main set that I keep all the time, and that's posted up on the wall. That's my everyday, but I like to add in when I'm going through the different blockages or trying to figure out if it's open, if it's flowing, or what it's doing. So the third, before I let you go for your evening, the third, is it the third thirsty? There's grown and sexy. I see a link. I haven't had a chance to really write it down. Is that for the 16th that this is happening, or is it the 17th for this month? On
the it's on a Thursday.
It's on a Thursday. Okay. And I have the main Q&A. What is that topic again?
It's heart health and sex.
Okay, say it one more time, please.
Heart health and sex.
Okay. Okay, so I have the link, and I can put that out. And those who would like to join, you know, I have to do it crazy on Thursday. If we're going up on thing Thursday, I have to come in. But if you switch over to the host, I can't get back in. But at least I get a bit of that goodness in the beginning. So it just depends on the flow, what's set up. Sometimes we'll have to skip, you know, if I don't have any a special thing to get out there. We'll try to maybe miss every now and then, and then we can tell them what we found out at Think Thursday from your grown and sexy. That would be fun also. But that's a good workshop. You get an opportunity, listeners, listen in. And you, do you guys archive those or no? You don't have tapes on those, do you? Just on the video.
Yes, we do for some of them, because some of those, especially the ones with trauma, we try not to send those out because it's trying to keep them in a safe place for our participants. Yeah. But
okay,
some of them, we're working up on that as we speak.
Okay. And I wanted to tell you. Okay. And while I have you here, I wanted to tell you I love that beautiful hairstyle that your daughter did. I didn't have time to call you, but she's excellent. I saw that. I said, okay, fixing up the queen. And, yeah, I saw your posting out there, your hairstyle. Now, which daughter did that?
Oh, that's my oldest daughter, Shantae.
Shantae, okay. Looks very, very nice.
Yes.
We wanted to tell you. And I don't like to bother you during the day, and I know it's crazy over there, you know, and you're out there dealing with your sessions and stuff, but I did see it. I want to let you know. I appreciate you sharing it to us because it was good to look at. And we also here appreciate you on your time and coming out and talking with us. I did listen to the State of the Union before I came on, some interesting things. You know, I just, you know, you just listen and see how people present and see attitudes of individuals and the one side of the room up and one side of the room down and the separation there. But I really enjoyed listening to her because she's speaking a lot about unity. Okay, and that's what it takes to getting things done. That's why we operate with many in body, one in mind. Everybody has to get on that same trail. And it makes the impossible happen, because when you unify that way, you can make the impossible possible. And as Nelson Mandela said, since we're talking about Black history then, now, and forever, we talk about it every moment of our lives, is that everything is impossible until you complete it. And I heard a lot of "let's finish the job." You understand? So it was very refreshing to hear that. It sounded very good, and it was very encouraging. So just putting out the goodness out there, you know, just to keep it. But it was nice. Some good points, some bad points, some confusing points. But overall, I like the idea of the unity and completing the job. You know, you started, take it all the way to the end, because that's what we're about over here, starting it and taking it to the end. Well, what would you like to leave us with, since you got our finger show over here and I got several pages? I think I asked my questions about about speaking engagements, when should one do that, and the blends and things. But I pretty much have it down as a science. And I have another listener. She loves to listen. She says she almost did her a diagram, right, of how you work it. Because we enjoy the definition. We enjoy the stones. I have a list of stones. So when I'm looking for stones, I don't have to think about it. I just pick up and say, okay, I'm going to get these stones for this particular chakra. And if I'm purchasing stones, I have all my lists there with me. Listeners, I suggest you do the same thing, so you can, like, get your, how can I say it, build your bank vault. I call it the bank vault for goodness, your goodness, you know, keeping yourself in balance and setting up everything here. But other than that, we are fine. We are very appreciative of you. We appreciate you, Stephanie, coming on, caring and sharing with us and keeping us in line here. I know that there are several topics that you have. She works in the community. She coordinates, events coordinator. And when you get an event coordinated by Stephanie Haynes, it's going to run top notch and it's going to be correct. So all of these things that you're out here doing, you take out time to come and care and share with us, your busy schedule, and host your grown and sexy workshops. It's like amazing. And we have to keep encouraging others out there to participate and to get busy themselves so we can stay busy and continue to move forward and push out what needs to be pushed out. Black history then, now, and forever. And before I let you go, you know, I was looking at that Grammy, and I'm so proud of my girls, okay? Because, yeah, especially Beyonce, you know, I'm going to stick her side because she drank that Texas water. We was brought up on that Texas water, and that's a different kind of water down there. But I enjoyed that also. So on that note, I'm going to say take us out, give us some however many words you want to tell. They're so empowering and encouraging that we can carry on until next time we meet again.
Yeah, well, you know, February is Heart Month, and this is also the time that we also share love for Valentine's on the 14th. So
okay.
I just want everybody to just remember Valentine's Day should be every day, not only on the 14th, and to spread love and happiness to your loved ones. And the most important is have that love for self.
Yes.
So you're able to spread it out to the loved ones.
That's right. Spread that love and start with yourself and spread it out for self. Love you. Now, Valentine's, that is next Tuesday. That is on the 14th. We'll talk, okay?
Yes.
We'll talk. Okay. I just want to thank you again. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank you again for taking out time and giving us this chakra series. Everybody screams to this. They can't get enough of it.
Yes. And I appreciate you having me on, and I hope the listeners have gotten something out of this. And until next time, we'll be on the sixth chakra, which is the brow chakra.
The brow chakra, which is that third eye. So we need to get some Visine, keep them clear, wash them out, make sure that they rested, because I know you're going to bring that information to us, Stephanie. We love you. And again, I want to tell you to enjoy your evening. I will be speaking with you. And we just want to just say thank you. That's all we can say, thank you, because each session, each time, we've done this several times, and each time we are educated more and more and getting more and more in tune until it becomes ingrained and you don't have to think about it. You know, when to check yourself, what's out of line and what's in line, or shall I say what's in balance and what's out of balance and where the blockage is. I mean, learning how to use the terminology. I'm a good student, huh? I'm getting good over here, but I use my chart over every day, and I have my affirmation cards, and the ones that I pulled out today was the fifth chakra was truthfulness, setting boundaries, connect with spirit, creative expression, and communication, and we spoke on all of those. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy your evening, and just continue to be that bright sunbeam out there, that bright, bright sun ray that's always shining no matter what. We love you, Stephanie. Have a great evening. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, author of The Healing of a Man's Heart. Keep in touch whenever you see that name, whenever you see any event that's being hosted. Please attend it. You will not be satisfied. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And have a wonderful night.
You too.
taking you out with music on this Tele Tuesday.
Go!
Come on, baby.
Go!
Do it for me now.
Go!
We're going right.
We want you to stay strong out there. Stay aware. Stay woke also. But most of all, we want you to always remind and remain. Remind yourself of the love and the kindness that you have for yourself and that you have for others. You're waking up with Linda McShane.
Every
That's my friend, Phil and them. Talented, talented group. You know, he is an actor, singer, everything. They're very talented. And he was in a play called Heated Discussion, but that was the best play that I have ever, ever witnessed. And I'm going to play a little bit of the intro song. And maybe with his permission, I might do a repeat on the interview that I had with half of the cast. But that was a wonderful mind thought play. And it's the right time. I want you to think about this. And I want you to figure out what would they say with the conditions that we're going through now. And the title of that play was Heated Discussion. Let's see if I can bring a little bit of that music up for you.
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say? Would they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, would they look at us and see our pain? What would they say?
What would they say? They can feel our pain. If they were here today, what would Malcolm say? What would Martin say? If they could see our pain, what would Maya say? What would Nina say? They say, if we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of story would James Baldwin write? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Lorraine and Barry write a new play that deals with all the heartache that we're going through today. If they were here today, oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they. I wanna know
what would they say
to the breaking news we see?
What would they say?
What would they say if we choose to bend the knee?
What would they say?
Not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke.
What would they say
when he sees a man who was bound to cuff and choke?
What
Showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.